All right. June 17th, Zach's birthday APG meeting. And John's going to read from Skip Fox's book, Delta Blues. This poem is called No Cal. Some mornings, mortality seems a major proof for God's existence. As an artistic decision, it's very bright. A luminous notion of probable finality set in a dark mount over oblivion, a jewel of ambiguity, a radical, an unwobbling pivot as intelligent as sex. Even its imbalances are exquisite. Cats sometimes scream with their little faces. Other mornings, death is the most obscene of all jokes, stupid, needlessly cruel, hatched, if by anyone, then by a twisted adolescent, or by a Milosevic, or any two-bit ruler with a hard-on for power, whimsically applied, sometimes brutally insistent, bolstered by the full blossoming of his confusions, angers, and fears, beds of writhing flowers, torturous ecologies, giving men to the land, he called it, as though he was doing the world a favor, and laughed each time. Falling buses. The rear of farm machinery. Some mornings are John Lowther in drag and Randy Prunty at the helm. Funny, sure, and earnest, wearing silk panties to the office, pink clouds and detergent, you bet. If only death could be so appealing, finally, or like John Cage. All faculties, all the time, applied. And on verso of this card, tool and die maker to the gods. Or roadkill turkey. The taking off of masks becomes a remainder of takes. The maker becomes a designer, then a small businessman, inexorably and ultimately another capitalist swine up to his rosy snout in the swill of money, lust, and power rut, and a true taste for what passes as engagement without entailment. And just like that, he can't find his way back. Even doubts that it exists, or if it ever did, was it worth it, like the past? And no wonder. Who will get my jokes now? Old Possum's dead, the brick said. He didn't ask. Who cares? They were probably jokes about Jews and blacks and other poets. Neither swell had the balls to hang out in the alley and learn how vile a joke life can actually be. Occasionally, fatal. Something you'll never forget. Not for a minute. Some mornings, I don't even think about it. These are simple words.